Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doc, good morning.
Good morning. I love that music.
Don't bring me down, Doc.
Yeah, don't bring us down, Doc. And in fact, we're going to start about something coming up, and that would be the ticks out of the ground. We're headed for 70 degrees today. It is the prime season, and Trish and Kevin in Slippery Rock have a question that's right on point. When does the lime season start in the flea and tick season, and what is the best monthly product that you would recommend to stop it?
That's a great question. So when does the lime season start? Well, where we live, I don't think it ends because we have ticks year-round. You get those, you know, you know how it goes during the winter. We get days that go above 32 degrees, and the ticks come out. So we see them year-round. So I would give these products year-round to prevent, try to prevent it. So the one I recommend is NexGard. It's a monthly chew to dog patients, and I recommend a frontline product to cat patients. But there are many others that veterinarians recommend that are effective, too. I don't want to take away from other products. I just want to tell you what I recommend, and I recommend the NexGard. Is that enough? Maybe. You know, maybe that's enough. Nothing's 100%. I recommend the vaccination for my dogs with a specific vaccine that's incredibly safe and has been shown to be very effective. So I think the combination is the best blanket protection we have, and that's a discussion for your veterinarian as well. So, yes, it started, so be wary, and when you go walking in the woods, make sure you check yourself and your pets.
You know, the one thing I do wonder about, though, Doc, NexGard is not cheap. I mean, it's a prescription, and it is not cheap.
Correct.
If you get doggy insurance, does it help with that cost? I mean, is it worth getting the insurance to help with that cost, or is there a cheaper alternative?
I love that question. So, yes, you can get insurance to cover everything, but then the insurance is probably more expensive than just going and buying that yourself. I kind of look at it, do we get insurance for the oil change in the car? No, we pay for that. That's part of the maintenance. And so I would treat the vaccines and the flea and tick products and the heartworm products as a maintenance cost. And so before you get a pet, you should consider those costs. And I would use the products that are not over the counter, and that's not because I'm a vet. I'm not a marketer. I've been on this a long time. People know me. It's because those products are very, very effective, and we know how well they work, and we know specifically what they do, and we can guide people when they're using them.
You know, it's almost a shame because you used to look forward to taking a walk in the woods, and now I, at least myself, so conscientious about the tick thing that it almost takes away from the just simple joy and experience.
It does. My wife and I talk about this all the time. One of my favorite things in the world is to walk in the woods. There's nothing, and I have the same reservation as everybody else. Now we're walking on the roads, which, you know, I don't prefer. So it's a, I agree with you. It's just we always have to be aware of it.
That's what it means when my wife says, go take a walk.
I actually think you tick her off.
Oh,
but that's
that right?
Another subject. All right, Jim and Alyssa and Murraysville have a question. Dear Dr. Mike, do you recommend the flu shot for dogs? We're worried because our horses get a vaccine for it, and I heard it is the same flu that dogs get.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. So there's right now we believe there's two strains of the flu virus in dogs, and the first one adapted or mutated from the equine flu back in 2004, went into the racing greyhounds, and then all of a sudden, because dogs were never exposed to it before, the flu, influenza, it still is extremely contagious. To answer the question, do I recommend the flu shot? I don't in Western Pennsylvania yet because we don't have a serious problem. And like in the humans, it doesn't cross-protect. So when you give the vaccine, what that means is there's another strain that came out in, I think, 2007, 2008 out in Chicago, and they didn't protect each other. So now there's two flu vaccines. So if you give it, it doesn't necessarily protect from the flu. It just helps them get lesser signs, supposedly, just like they say in people. I don't agree with that yet, so I don't recommend it. But there are some places you want to board them, they make you get it. And the second one mutated from bird flu. So, yeah, these viruses can mutate. And the equine flu has been around for 40, 50 years. And, yes, we do vaccinate for that because it's one strain and that vaccine protects them.
And very quickly, Doc, Brenda and Shaler wants to know, do you have a suggestion for a dog who's allergic to everything and itches all the time?
Yeah, so you can try to desensitize them, get to the root cause, or you can try to do food trials if it's food allergy. And then there's products we can give to relieve the itch that are very, very effective. So speak to your veterinarian. They're not all steroids anymore. We have some really newer therapies that are called immunotherapies that work. And so speak to your vet. We have a lot of products to help that itch. And then try to get to the bottom or root cause to see if we can eliminate or reduce that allergy.
Go to animalgeneral.net. We'll have a link on kdkradio.com and drmikehutchinson.com. Great podcast information. Doc, always good to catch up, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you and the family. Do you celebrate out there on the farm?
I do. It's my favorite. My middle name's Patrick. It's my favorite day of the year. So it's one of my favorite days of the year. I got many favorite days. I'm an optimistic guy, but I love St. Patrick's Day.
You have green dog food? Just asking.
I proposed to my wife on St. Patrick's.
You know what follows that.
Thanks, Doc.
Yeah, have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.